Michael Lucero is a sculptor who creates critically acclaimed art out of ordinary hobbyists' clay. His work is part of the permanent collections of the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art, and the National Museum of Contemporary Art in Seoul, South Korea. The first retrospective of Michael Lucero's work is on tour, currently showing at the American Craft Museum in New York City. New York is also where the artist lives and works. Karen Michelle visited him at his studio and has this profile.
Michael Lucero's mom always wanted him to be funny. For a middle name, she gave him Lewis, in honor of comedian Jerry Lewis.
As a child, I was a very serious child, and my mother was very concerned about that. So she would buy books, like at Woolworth's or the Cresses or whatever the dime stores were, and would proceed to read me riddles and jokes as I ate my breakfast. She'd say, "Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny?" And I would sort of not always get the jokes. And I think it really worried her. But I think I do have a sense of humor, and I think maybe it just expresses itself through my work.
Lucero's mom was only partly successful. His is a distinctive sense of humor. This isn't hearty har har stuff. It's a surreal humor, though more Pee-wee's Playhouse than Salvador Dali. In the retrospective exhibition, there are two round seated clay figures, forms based on ancient South American pottery. Instead of genitalia, they each have a brilliantly painted moth. In other work, Lucero takes objects found at flea markets, topping them with huge ceramic teapot heads. One work in the retrospective is a set of teapots, influenced by the work of Mississippi potter George Orr, whose often fanciful work stretched the boundaries of ceramics at the turn of the last century. Lucero's teapots are displayed spouts facing each other. The handles become ears. And on each pot, there's a very large painted eye.
My thought here was, I want to make a sculpture that stares back at the viewer. And, you know, we always get to gawk at this thing. And if I could somehow stare back, if I were the sculpture, could I stare back at the viewer? And so that's sort of how I justified my own idea, looking back at the viewer, looking at the teapots.
Lucero spends at least as much time painting his creations as he does making them, playing the dull matte finish of unglazed areas against the thick, shiny finish of heavily glazed sections. Mark Leach is the curator of 20th century art at the Mint Museum in Charlotte, North Carolina. He's one of two curators for the Lucero retrospective.
He's a genius. It's hard to say that. You want to be careful and reserved when you make those kind of declarations. But on the other hand, in the clay field, there are few people who have the capability to consistently stun and to do very compelling work, and he is certainly one of them.
There are nearly 50 pieces in the show, beginning with work that Lucero created just after getting his master's from the University of Washington, to sculptures made this past year. Several early works look like suspended, severely fragmented skeletons, made of hundreds of blue or black and white ceramic pieces, influenced by a childhood spent in New Mexico.
You go to the first piece, which is called Devil. It's very obsessive. There are just numbers and numbers of ceramic shards that are all hand-formed, each one individually, hand-glazed, hand-dyed.
Slabs of clay, and then I broke it, and then I stained them, and then I painted on each with a glaze stain, and I fired them again, just sort of expressing and thinking about what it was that I had been inspired by as a kid, that I looked at Indian pottery. My parents had always reminded me of, you know, look, these Indians made these blankets, and these Indians did this jewelry, and the Indians made this pottery, and how beautiful it was. And so, you know, I had to really take notice of that, and I really loved it. I thought, wow.
Some folks who work with clay spend much of their time laboring over the chemistry of the medium, taking months devising clay formulas, measuring and testing glazes. Lucero doesn't. He buys a ready-made low-fire clay and uses store-bought glazes right out of the jar. He says this gives him more time for his ideas.
And less time on the craft element or the notion that I needed to sort of go back and shake and bake all these sort of recipes.
Still, there's a great deal of technique involved, given the attention paid to the surface. Using glazes as paint requires many separate firings in the kiln and an understanding of how the layers of color will interact. Lucero looks down at the floor of his Lower East Side studio, at a work that looks like an oversized cookie jar topped with a fedora hat.
I'm still not crazy about him. He has really fought me for many, at least 20 firings. That, there was so much glaze on that face, it's unbelievable.
The work is a takeoff, a tribute to folk art face jugs. This one has faces of a man and a bulldog.
They're sharing their eyes. And then this one here, the dog head is in place of the ear, rather than just be the ear in the normal sense. It seems to act as an ear and then also as the head of that dog. So for those kinds of simple things, I'm able to come into my studio every day and feel like I can sort of interact with these pieces.
Lucero's windowless studio is filled with works in progress. Dozens of unfired gray clay forms, many more fired shapes, and some work that looks finished, the result of what may be months of reworking. On one side of the studio, there's a 3-foot-tall plaster dog used in a store display. An inverted clay pot with a painted dog face replaces the missing head. A smaller pot revolves around it. On that, Lucero's drawn a many times life-sized fly.
I often think, gee, what am I doing? Why do I insist on working with clay and glazes and insist on these things that sort of recur in my work? And I think that basically the bottom line is that I'm just trying to make something beautiful. And I always thought as a kid, I think that that's what, I always thought that that's what art was to, that this person worked and worked and worked, and that eventually the end result was something very beautiful, that others could somehow get something or appreciate something from it and enjoy it as a beautiful thing.
Michael Lucero, sculpture 1976 to 1995, is at the American Craft Museum in New York City until mid-February, when the exhibition travels to Kansas City, then Washington, D.C., and finally Pittsburgh. For National Public Radio, I'm Karen Michel in New York.